Discovering Christ in Revelation, Chapter 63, Four Names for Our Savior. A reading from the book of Revelation, Chapter 22, Verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. Our Lord here uses four names to describe and identify himself. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. In the Bible, the names of Christ show us his personal character, covenant offices, mediatorial work, and divine authority. In the Scriptures, everything revolves around, is built upon, and points to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1. We are saved by faith in his name. 2. We are baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. 3. We pray in the name of Christ. 4. We gather to worship in his name. 5. We preach his name. 6. We suffer the afflictions of the gospel for his name's sake. 7. We are preserved, kept, and accepted by God in his name. And 8. One day soon, all the world will know his name. The prophet Isaiah tells us, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9, verse 6. Our Lord's name tells us who he is and what he does for us as our God and Savior. In this chapter, we shall look at the meaning of the four names used by our Savior to describe himself in Revelation 22, verse 16. As God the Holy Spirit gives understanding, these names will yield to the believing heart both comfort and strength. Jesus. Though he is exalted in the glory of heaven, our Savior still wears the name of his humiliation to assure us that he is the same now as he ever was. He says, I, Jesus. The angel said to Joseph, Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. The name of the incarnate Son of God is Jesus, or Deliverer. It tells us what he came to do in this world. The angelic messenger told Joseph and us three things about this Jesus who is the Christ of God. 1. He has a people in this world. Long before he came into the world, the Son of God had a people in the world, chosen by him in eternal election and given to him in the covenant of grace. There are many false Christs today called Jesus, but the Jesus who is the Christ of God is the Jesus of sovereign electing grace. He has a people whom he must and will save. 2. He came to save his people. This Jesus who is the Christ came into this world on an errand of mercy, with a mission to accomplish and a work to perform. The Son of God did not come into this world to start a new religion, to establish a Jewish kingdom, or to bring about a moral social revolution. He came here to save his people from their sins. He did not come to provide salvation, but to save. He did not come to make salvation possible, but to save. He did not come to save all people in general, but his people in particular. 3, he is an effectual, successful Savior. He came to save his people from their sins, and save them he does. He saved all his people from the penalty of their sins by his obedience unto death. He saves all his people from the power of their sins by his almighty power and sovereign grace in regeneration. He will save all his people from the presence of sin by bringing them home to heaven at last. The Lord Jesus Christ is so glorious a Savior that he saves his people from all sin, all the punishment of sin, all the consequences of sin, and ultimately even all sin. From all the sorrow of sin. The Lord Jesus Christ though he is exalted to heaven's glory, is still Jesus, the friend of sinners. He says, I, Jesus. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. The Root of David. This title simply means that Jesus Christ, the man, is himself Almighty God. He is the root, the source, and cause of David's existence, faith, spiritual life, and everlasting glory. David was what he was, did what he did, and is what he is in heaven today because of and by the power of Jesus Christ, our eternal God. Let us never, for a moment, lose sight of this glorious truth. Our blessed Savior, Redeemer, and King is himself God, the offspring of David. That is to say, Christ Jesus is a man, born of the lineage of David and rightful heir to the throne of Israel, the Messiah. In the book of Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, the Apostle Paul tells us that the gospel is of God, promised by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his Son, made of the seed of David, declared to be the Son of God, by whom we have received grace and faith. The gospel is the proclamation of the accomplishments of the Son of God in his incarnation. God and man are forever united in immutable and indissoluble union in the person of Jesus Christ. By means of his miraculous incarnation, the Son of God took manhood into union with himself. Every ransomed sinner ought constantly to give thanks to God for his unspeakable gift. Only as man could he obey the law and suffer the penalty of the law for men. But only as God could his obedience and death be effectual, meritorious, and satisfying for the accomplishment of our salvation. Only a man in heaven could be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. But only God could effectually deliver us from those infirmities. The bright and morning star. He is the light by whom God is revealed and known to men. In his light we live now and will live forever. The voice of prophecy announced Christ's coming as a star out of Jacob who should come. But here our Lord calls himself the bright and morning star. The morning star does not merely give light. All the stars do that. The morning star announces and ushers in the day, and that is what Christ is. He is the bright and morning star who announces and ushers in the day. His incarnation, when our Savior first arose in this world, he dispelled the darkness of Judaism and ushered in the gospel day. Before he came, there were faint sparkles of light in the types and shadows of the law, but as soon as he began to preach the gospel, light shone into the world. The Pharisees obscured the law with their traditions in darkness. He gave light to the law. By his life, his death, and his resurrection, our Lord fulfilled the dark shadows of the law. And by sending his Spirit and his gospel into the world, he dispelled the darkness of heathenism and brought the light of day. He appeared as the dayspring from on high and the Son of Righteousness, with healing in his wings. The experience of his people? In conversion, Christ arises as the day star in the hearts of his people and drives away darkness. We see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He enlightens our minds and instructs our hearts by his Spirit. He gives hope of a brighter day. Until Christ came to us in his saving grace, we groped about in darkness. Now we walk in the light as he is in the light. His second coming, when the bright and morning star appears at the end of this world, he will introduce the great eternal day. In that great day, he will give his elect, morning star, all that the morning star promises. In that great day, our great Savior will bring all things to light, and we shall see all things clearly. Then, but not until then, shall we understand all the purposes of God, all the dispensations of providence, all the work of redemption, all the fullness of the covenant, all the glory of grace, and why he saved us. This is the name of our Savior, Jesus, our Savior, the root of David, our God, the offspring of David, our mediator, the bright and morning star, our revelation.